there, you're welcome again to Kolaware Creativity Series. This is a podcast that is focused on exploring the world of creativity and innovation. My name is Zika and I facilitate this podcast. So I'll be giving the summary of some of the highlights from 2022, where we had our second season. From the first episode, we had, where do creative ideas come from?
But the truth is that all new ideas come from existing ideas. Mm. So if Zika, you and I are staring at the same idea, the probability that the new ideas will come up with will be similar is very high.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that the human brain is incapable of coming up with new ideas out of nothing. That's not how it works. The human brain comes up with ideas based on what it is seeing. Okay? So good ideas are not contrived out of thin air. They are built out of a collection of existing parts. If we could assume that the ideas are like parts. Some of these parts are concepts. Some of them are theories. Some of them are laws. You know, some of them are people's ideas that they have put out there. Some of these parts are actually mechanical or physical parts. So when you come up with a new idea, you are using what already exists to come up with that new idea.
Another highlight is creativity random and unpredictable.
Even though creativity seems random and the same as if anything can happen at any given time, if you really look at it, the new ideas that are going to come up are ideas that are going to use what is already existing. And I'll use an example of that. The telephone, okay, was within the adjacent possible of the telegraph. The telegraph was a device that was created for long distance transmission of text information. Now, the telephone is a device that transmits voice over a long distance. So once the telegraph had been invented, the telephone was within the adjacent possible of the telegraph, because it used the same theories and concepts. Rather than transmit text, this time it transmitted voice.
Yeah.
So that's what the adjacent possible tells us. And it was for this reason that two people, Graham Bell and Elisha Gray, on the same day submitted patents for the telephone. They were working independently. Now, the reason they could do that was because they were looking at the same starting material, which was the telegraph.
Yeah.
They knew that the telegraph could transmit long distance data and text. So they were also looking at the possibility of a device that could transmit voice over a long distance. And that's how they came up with the telephone.
Learn differently.
Thirdly, under this first point, I would advise people to learn differently. And this is why it's better to learn differently. If you are learning the way everybody else is learning, it means that the path you have on your creative table is the same path everybody have on their creative table. So you will never come up with anything different or unique.
I was going to ask, so how do you learn differently?
Now, the belief is that experts are always right. So people tend to always, you know, read and focus on what experts say. But I mean, there's a guy that said this some time ago. I can't remember his name. He said the truth, if you really want the truth is never in the mainstream. He says the truth is always in places that you do not expect. What is going to be big in 10 years' time today is not in the mainstream. So if you want to learn differently, you must deliberately seek out and spend time searching for what is not currently obvious. What people are currently dismissing, you need to spend time in those areas. Because what it does is that it gives you a different perspective to how things are. Yeah.
Seek ideas outside your industry.
In the medical world, one of the challenges that they had was the time it took them to move patients from the operating theater to the intensive care unit. It was a very delicate time period for them, because if not handled properly, patients could die. Now, they found out that, I don't know if you know the Formula One car racing.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, they have what they call pit stops. A pit stop is where the cars will drive in. During the race, they drive in and they refuel them. But they also do other things. They can change their tires and some other things. Now, some of these pit stops happen in seconds, like 6 seconds, 4 seconds. They refuel them and they change tires in 4, 5, 6 seconds. That's amazing. So what they found out was that the teams in hospitals found out that they could learn from Formula One how to manage that process of transferring patients from the operating room to intensive care. The idea didn't come from them brainstorming within themselves. It came from looking outside their industry and sector.
Yeah.
And that's where they got the idea of how to improve. So companies should deliberately look outside for solutions and they will get a lot of ideas of how to improve.
Resources, a stumbling block to creativity and innovation.
You know the greatest stumbling block to creativity and innovation. What do you think is the greatest stumbling block?
Fear of failure.
Why? You're right, but why is that the greatest stumbling block?
Because fear of, my idea would not work or would not be received, or I don't know.
It's the issue of resources.
Okay.
The reason why there is fear of failure is that every time you fail, you waste resources.
Oh.
So the greatest stumbling block to creativity and innovation is actually resources. Now, the reason companies do not try out creativity and innovation is that they believe that that resource, or the resources, can be put into use
something else
somewhere else
that, will be
that they are certain of the return.
Mm.
But with creativity and innovation, you are not sure of the return. You are trying it out.
Mm.
Now, so if I can take you back to the Renaissance I talked about, the Medici family in Italy.
Yeah.
Now, one of the reasons why they were successful was because they dedicated a lot of their resources to arts and sciences, and they didn't expect anything in return.
Mm.
So the people who were working for them or who were associated with them, they were able to experiment because they knew that they had, in quote, patrons who were financing what they
these
were doing.
Ideas, yeah.
And it's in that experimentation that they came up with new and creative things.
Mm.
So the issue of resources is very key, which is why companies have to be realistic and know that at the end of the day, they will have to dedicate resources to these things.
Another highlight is follow your efforts, not your passion.
And Mark Cuban ranked follow your passion as the worst piece of career advice he ever received. I'll say it again. He ranked follow your passion as the worst piece of career advice he has ever received. But he said something that got me thinking. He said, rather than follow your passion, follow your efforts. And it hit me. When we say we are passionate about something, we are most likely referring to an outcome or an activity. However, for you to pursue something as a career, you must want to work towards becoming good at producing that thing. Not consuming the thing, producing the thing.
I feel like we should still, this should be a topic, you know, for an episode actually.
Yeah,
but
this
has provided some form of light, because this is something we've heard all our lives, follow your passion.
Yeah.
And then now, having this conversation, I'm just thinking back and remembering a lot of situations and scenarios where people are struggling because you're stuck on that word, you know, I want to follow my passion, but you're struggling. But because it's something you feel like you enjoy doing, they are not putting in any effort to produce value, then it's not producing any, you know, there's no productivity out of it. So thank you very much.
So
for,
in summary, you cannot make a career
out of
what you are not producing value from. It's not possible. Who's going to pay you for it? Nobody's going to pay you for watching football. Nobody's going to pay you for reading books. except you can bring out value out of watching football or out of reading novel, then, do not follow your passion.
Mm. So now, as this is not saying it's not good, you shouldn't just follow your passion. But if there cannot be any effort put into it to produce value,
yes,
then, I mean, there's no point. So we've come to the end of this part. And as always, this podcast is produced and edited by Joshua Praise. And the soundtrack is an original music of Jastu Christos. And the poster is being designed by Faithful Larry and Joseph Okafor. Please stay tuned for the second episode. See you then.